Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 7:10. Hoo-wee. Today. cloudy. We got some light rain, drizzle. That's the Snoop version of rain. Drizzle. so dumb, that makes me laugh. We do have a chance for some snow as well. High of 32 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, quite cold. Low of 16. Probably going to have to turn the heat up a little bit. Thursday, we got some sun. We got some clouds, some snow in there. Lake effect snow and a high of 23. Right now, it's 30.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Last year, researchers found that people who use swear words are intelligent. Yeah. And then earlier this year, the researchers discovered that people who swear are also more honest. Well, there's another study found that using more swear words is a sign of a larger vocabulary. You damn right. It's hell is the only other swear word I can say. So there you go. Damn hell. it seems that those who regularly use curse words have a greater general fluency in the English language, making them more articulate. I'm sure there's two sides to this, because I also know people that swear and they're the dumbest people in the world. But, you know, you could also be smart. Who knows? Or maybe they're putting us off. Maybe those dumb swearing people are just putting on a front and they're really super smart. I'm going to use this as an excuse to swear more because it feels good, especially when driving in slow traffic. That's when I usually use my vocabulary at its highest level, at least my swearing vocabulary. Valentine's Day is just a week away, and it's a good time to start making plans, even if you're single. Fellas, if you, and actually, I believe this is for guys and gals, go over to Hooters, and they'll be giving away free wings again this year to anyone who shows up with a picture of yourself with an X and run it through a paper shredder. That's right. If you go shred a picture of you and your ex through a paper shredder at Hooters, you get yourself some free wings. It's the Shred Your Ex campaign. It was a big hit last year. Ended up having like over 25,000 people taking part in it. And I'm sure 2017 could be bigger yet. So if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling downtrodden, if you're single, someone broke your heart, well, go to Hooters, get some mediocre food and, you know, some decent eye candy. You'd be good to go. Shred a picture of your ex. You'll feel better. Lastly on the morning dump, legendary model Christie Brinkley isn't quite done with her bikini days yet, even at the age of 63. The latest Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is proof that honestly she still got it, man. Seriously. I can't get over how amazing she looks at 63. I mean, banging head to toe. She poses with her daughters, who are obviously both knockouts, go figure, in the photo. And honestly, she looks like she could be their older sister. Like, no joke. That's how good she looks. Do yourself a favor. Google Christie Brinkley swimsuit issue 2017. I promise you, you will be absolutely blown away. Or tell you what, go to the Plan B Morning Show Diaries, WIRX.com. I'll post a picture of her. It's bananas. I wouldn't think twice, man. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?